Welcome to today's Brenchgat Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide updates from ongoing projects in the city of Pella at the end of the year.
Let folks know what the latest is with the sports park, what was accomplished in 2015, and what folks will see when we roll out when spring returns.
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said, the Pella Sports Park, and in case people may not be aware, but we will be opening the sports park in the spring of 2016. And from my perspective, this is going to be a showcase project for really for Southeast Iowa and make Pella that much more of a destination spot. We're very, very proud of the Pella Sports Park. And just to get the listeners up to speed on what the Pella Sports Park is, it's a 105-acre sports park that's located in the southeast portion of our community. And overall, when we take a look at the total cost of the project, it was right around an $8 million project on that. And I would be remiss, Andrew, if I did not mention that the size and scope of this project would simply not be possible without the generous support from the foundations of Pella Corporation, Vermeer Corporation, and also the grant that we received from Vision Iowa.
When you look at the electric department, where it stands now, as you look back and then look ahead, what can folks expect after what had been accomplished in 2015?
It was a very, very busy year for our electric utility in 2015. Specifically, what we accomplished is we did accomplish the underground conversion project in the Pella High area in 2015. And then as far as the city component of the work, we actually completed Washington Street this year as well. And that Washington Street from East First all the way out to the Hazel and intersection of Hazel Street and Washington Street as well. We completed the city components of that, and hopefully we'll have some resident cooperation and they'll be able to take care of their individual connections to the underground system, and we can get the poles and wires removed from that section of the street as well. And looking at it, as you said, Andrew, it was a large planning year for the utility as well. We are planning some significant improvements to the Pella West substation. And overall, what we're planning to do is actually reconfigure our substation. And the ultimate goal with the reconfiguration of the substation is to increase reliability for the utility and specifically to accommodate the connection of the Red Rock Hydroelectric project as well. So overall, that's a $5.3 million project. We anticipate construction starting on that project in 2016, and hopefully if everything goes smoothly, we'll be able to complete the Pella West substation improvements in 2017.
Water supply plan, which was a big couple of milestones, took place this year for that project, both in the planning side and then eventually the construction side. What is the latest with the water supply plan, and what is really planned as you head into next year?
Yeah, Andrew, as you said, we made significant progress on the city's water supply plan. And when we talk about the city's water supply plan, it's a plan that's intended to meet our water supply and treatment needs through the year 2037. Overall, it's a $16 million plan. And specifically what occurred in 2015 is the city accomplished, we actually added a new well to our inventory, a new Jordan well. And for those of you, those listeners that may not be aware, when we talk about a Jordan well, it's actually a well that actually accesses the Jordan Aquifer, which is located about 2,200 feet below ground. We completed drilling the well in 2015, and we anticipate that it should be online and operational hopefully early in 2016 as well. And in addition, the other major component of the plan with the addition of the well, we'll actually be adding a new treatment process to our water treatment plan as well. This past year, the City Council awarded a construction contract for a new reverse osmosis treatment process to be added to our water treatment plan. Overall, that contract was about an $8.4 million project, as well as construction contract, and we anticipate that the bulk of the construction will start to take place early in 2016 as well. Now, with the overall completion date of the water supply plan, we hope that all the improvements are completed and online by the fall of 2017.
What is the latest with streets as folks head into the new year?
Really, when we take a look at our street infrastructure, Andrew, it was really a planning year for the city of Pella, but we did complete one major street reconstruction project, and that was from Jefferson Street from Hazel out to East 2nd Street. And for us, this was a tricky project because it was located right and abutted right up into Pella Regional Hospital. And anytime you work on a street that is that busy and in front of a hospital, it always has its share of complexities. And thankfully, we were able to get that project completed this year, and the street is open. But as you said, really for 2015, our focus has been on the planning, and we are planning a couple major street reconstruction projects in 2016 as well. The first being Oskaloosa Street from Prairie out to East 16th Street, and your listeners may recognize that geographical description a little bit better from Nick's Greenhouse all the way out to the Sunrise Mobile Home Court. Rather large project for the city of Pella. It's about a $2.5 million project and involved complete street reconstruction, also improvements to the city's water mains and sanitary sewer system, as well as storm sewer additions as well. So that will be a significant project that we're looking to really start after tulip time of 2016 and hopefully get that completed shortly before the snow flies in 2016. And then also the city may, we put ourselves in a position by completing the engineering design, but we are also contemplating doing Washington Street reconstruction project during the same time period. And that would, project would extend on Washington Street from East First all the way out to Hazel, the intersection at Hazel and Washington Street.
That concludes today's Brenscott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.